Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
We all talk about AI, but is there an empirical link between adopting AI for your company and a surge in sales or a fall in your costs? A survey for Air Evo suggests there is, and then it says that there are more than a third of SMEs have already adopted some AI features, but a quarter fear that their employees lack the digital skills to utilise AI properly. Martin Wells is the Managing Director of Air Evo. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joe. Morning.
I'm struggling to understand, Martin, that 35% of Irish SMEs have already adopted AI. What kind of companies are these?
Well, I think when you look at the small to medium enterprise, Air Evo is a business. We cover about 9,500 of these companies on our books, if you like, that we work with. But they cover all aspects of the economy, all the different sectors, all different areas. I mean, the 35% would be spread out across different sectors, but we found from the survey it was a little more kind of tilted towards Dublin companies.
Mm-hmm.
So just I think that's more of a national kind of just kind of general thing.
Mm.
But certainly the urban kind of uptake of it was more than the rural uptake.
So if you're in a food processing business, I mean, you can't really adopt that much AI, can you?
No, I disagree. I mean, I think AI is kind of pervasive and will go across all different types of sectors, because the main gains, what we saw from the survey was of the 35%, the main gains that we're finding were largely in productivity. Things like smoother operations, also an increased online sales.
Mm.
So, you know, those kind of two things, if you took them as metrics, they go across all the industry sectors and things like that.
Mm.
So I think companies that are thinking about AI and the ones that have taken the step of that 35%, they're not focused in any one particular sector. They're looking at their operations. I suppose they're looking at their strategy, their tech strategy, where they want to go and how this can benefit for them.
Mm.
So, you know, I think it's applicable to all.
Give us an example of what AI would do for this so-called food processing company.
Well, I mean, I think what they do is they look at processes, they look at things that are repeatable processes, they look at customer experience, they look at kind of customer engagement. So things that can be done quicker, better, processed faster, things that can be moved along a chain to be just done a little bit more efficiently and so on. So every kind of business has operating processes and procedures of some shape or form.
And they're removing a human element from it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, to a degree, but it's a cooperative thing. I think what you have to do is if you're implementing AI, you have to do it in a very kind of thoughtful way and you have to plan it properly. And to do that, you need the cooperation and the input from the people that do it. So you have to kind of set up what your process is.
This is where digital skills comes in.
This is where digital skills really comes in.
And you think staff lack digital skills?
Yeah, well, that came through very strongly in the report. So 24% of people reported that they felt there was a digital skills gap within their organisation.
Mm.
So what they felt was, even though they understood AI to a degree and they could really feel the compelling benefits of it, the problem they had was they didn't feel their staff or even themselves were skilled up or kind of, you know, well enough kind of... just the kind of understanding the different aspects of it and how we put a program together, they just weren't in a position to do that.
And
so that was a real gap. That was 24%.
That is quite a gap.
Yeah.
And does that mean they need to come to companies like yours, like Air Evo, to get that skill?
Yeah, I think that's critical right at the moment, because, I mean, we did a survey like this similarly with Microsoft about 6 months ago, and it was with larger organisations, big enterprise stuff, but a lot of the findings were the same. But I think the larger companies have the capacity and the wherewithal to solve these problems.
Mm-hmm.
They can upskill people, they can invest, they can do these things.
They had the wherewithal, whereas the SMEs might not have the money.
I think that's one of the big conclusions from this, Joe, right? Mm. I mean, I think if you look at it from SME, I mean, as a sector in the economy, it's one of the largest in the economy, but the competitive aspect of it is critical. I mean, you just covered it in the bulletin there a moment ago. So, you know, their ability to invest in these things, to upskill, to do all that, they need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
They need help. But, I mean, think about the potential that you could unlock. You know, if we were able to get that education kind of level up, if we were able to kind of get programs in place, what Air Evo do is that we tend to go in quite early with companies and we work on them. It's more on their digital strategy and where they're going and then how AI can kind of feed into that and blend into it. And you take them step by step, you plan with them, you understand their existing infrastructure. You know, what are they looking for? Is it a sales benefit? Is it a kind of process or an efficiency benefit? What are they trying to get out from the actual initiative, and you work with them step by step and bring them through it. It's actually quite a smooth process, and it's actually quite a good thing to do, but you just need the skill and you need the kind of like the confidence, I guess, to step through it.
Now, AI requires a lot more data processing, and data processing requires data centres, and data centres require energy. I presume you don't want Ireland to build any modular nuclear power stations.
I certainly don't. That's not my decision whether Ireland goes nuclear or not, Joe. Look, I think data centres, I see them as critical infrastructure, just from a technology perspective, right? I really do think Ireland has come a long way in technology. And I think data centres and what they provide is key. You know, it's just critical. I would almost see it as infrastructure for large companies and how they're going to build out the thing. It's almost like kind of IP, I think, for large companies. So I think Ireland's
intellectual property.
Exactly. I think Ireland's kind of ability to kind of maintain that in Ireland and can stay at the kind of frontier of where some of these large organisations and where the technology world is going is absolutely critical. So I don't know the answer to the energy problem, Joe, but I know data centres are critical from a technology.
They absolutely are for the type of economy that we have, but you do get that some people object to more and more data centres sucking up more and more of our electricity requirement.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the conundrum, right? I mean, that's the challenge.
And do you guys own data centres or do you outsource your data?
We have a variety of different things with data centres, Joe. We run some on behalf of customers. We lease stuff and we take it from other partners and other people that run them. So we've quite a mixed bag. We have a kind of a various different things that we do on behalf of our customers.
And business is okay in terms of you're in contact with a lot of companies, thousands of companies every day.
Yeah.
What are they feeding back to you?
So we have 10,000 companies, about 500 large enterprise government companies, and then about 9,500 SME companies. So look, I'm not going to say business is resilient. Do you know what I mean? My sense of it is like post-COVID, I think there was a little bit of a slowdown or a kind of thoughtfulness that came from COVID. And then when kind of COVID stopped, I think business really bounced back quite strong. I'd be very confident about the future. I think a lot of companies now are looking at things like AI, they're looking at investments, and they're really kind of back now clear post-COVID about their digital strategy.
Was the budget pro-business?
I think it was a more pro-business budget than maybe some of the previous ones. I think there's a lot from this report, Joe, that could be done. I think there's aids needed for training for SMEs with this. I think something like a voucher system that would allow companies to invest. This is specifically for SMEs to really help them kind of jump.
For R&D stuff.
R&D stuff, things like that. But for SMEs particularly, you know, the voucher system that was done in the UK, I think was a brilliant system for allowing small companies, you know, not to have the risk of running these programs and so on. So think things like that. They could be a little more specific, perhaps, with some of the training. But overall, I would have thought quite a good program.
Martin, thanks very much for coming in. That's Martin Wells, the Managing Director of Air Evo. Back in
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.